Joined on the line this morning by Kelly Herman is Vice President of Accessibility, Equity, and Inclusion for the University of Phoenix, here to talk about digital accessibility in a recent survey that they conducted. Good morning, Kelly. How are you today?
I'm doing great, thanks. How are you?
All right. Let's get a first definition of what digital accessibility is.
Sure. So we no longer live in a world where we use paper. The majority of what we write and what we send is digital, whether it's on a computer or a text message on a phone. We're so connected to our devices these days. And so when we think about digital accessibility, it means that those with a disability have equal access to information and the same opportunity to produce and share content. And so businesses and educators need to ensure that they're offering the proper software tools and formatting their content to remove barriers for individuals with disabilities.
Specifically, what would be some of those software tools? And I guess...
Sure. Yeah, so there's a lot of different assistive technology tools that are in use for students with disabilities or individuals with disabilities. It just matters, depends on which diagnosis they have. So for instance, if someone is blind and they can't see the computer, they're going to use something called a screen reader that will actually read aloud all of the menu options of the computer to them so that they can navigate through and select which programs they want to open the same way that you or I might do it by pointing and clicking our mouse.
So this takes it away, you know, we think about sometimes access to, you know, digital world because of, you know, just being connectivity. In other words, being able to have sort of that internet connection within the areas. But this obviously is an added layer on top of that. What are some of the things that people are finding out, especially during the time maybe where they had to sort of work from home or do something like that? How have they been able to work?
Yeah, so that was actually one of the questions that we asked on the survey was, you know, how many of us, you know, started working from home because of the pandemic and, you know, would have actually, you know, needed to use an accommodation were we going into the office. And we did find that, you know, most of our of the Americans who responded to our poll, you know, have increased their online activities because of the pandemic and were working from home and had requested accommodations when they were in the office and maybe not, didn't need to request as many accommodations when they were actually working from home or doing everything remotely. Some of the other key things that we found in the, as part of the survey is that 1 in 3 Americans said that they either have or have had a chronic medical condition or disability. And what was really interesting to us as well is that 82% of American adults see disability as an aspect of diversity. And this belief is consistent regardless if the person has or has not had a disability, which is, and that's interesting to us because we tend to think of disability as something being very medical and not necessarily an aspect of diversity. And so it was really nice to see that as that Americans think that way.
Kelly, is the marketplace reacting to this?
So I think the marketplace reacts in different ways. We're kind of in a gray area when it comes to what companies are doing because, you know, a lot of us tend to look to the federal government and, you know, statutes like the Americans with Disabilities Act to kind of give us a guideline of what we should be doing to, you know, make the environment more accessible for individuals with disabilities. And we don't have any hard and fast rules and regulations that have been written as part of the legislation. So we have to turn towards experts in the field and, you know, start thinking about ways that we can build digital accessibility into what it is that we do. And so some of our advice for employers and educators are to take stock of where you are. You know, look at your digital content. How accessible is it? And then there's some really quick, simple things that you can do to be able to, you know, increase the accessibility of the content that you're sharing. So making sure, being careful with what you do with color in text. So color shouldn't be the only way that you communicate meaning. There should be enough contrast between the color of the text and the background to be sure it can be read easily. And then when you're working with images, you know, describing those images using an alternative text description and not just a caption, and you can do that right within the image properties, and that allows a screen reader to tell someone who can't see it what the image is. And then also when you're sharing hyperlinks, don't use a shortcut like click here and make your hyperlinks descriptive so that when someone is listening to that hyperlink, they actually know what website they're going to be going to.
So you're adding more information than just what would be there if you didn't have one of those readers, which kind of translates into that. On a side note, we do have in our company an engineer who uses one of those, and I will be on the phone talking with him, and I can hear in the background because he can fast. He's used it a lot. He can fast forward through things and get the information. I'm just amazed how the technology can really help a lot of people with different types of impairments, as it were. Does the workforce, since that's sort of changing, does it open up maybe people that who maybe are more willing to be as part of a workforce? It seems that there's a lack of people that are coming back to work in some place, that maybe companies can look towards people that have some disabilities and knowing that they can be a successful employee?
Absolutely. And I think, you know, when we look at, you know, data over time, you'll see that individuals with disabilities tend to be underemployed. And I don't have stats handy, but, you know, it's something that we in higher education are very focused on as we're working with our students to get them to their degrees and help them move on past once they actually earn that degree and, you know, enter into the workforce. I think there are things that companies can do to look at how you're recruiting individuals with disabilities and being open to providing accommodations and figuring out how you do that. And I think the key thing is that, you know, disability is not a one-size-fits-all. When you're looking at how do you make sure that your environment, that your company, that your organization is welcoming and inclusive for individuals with disabilities, there's a lot of individualization that needs to happen and talking with that person about what they might need for an accommodation and helping to figure out what's going to be reasonable. And that's going to be, you know, it's going to vary person to person. And so a lot of times, you know, our individuals with disabilities have really good ideas about how they can be able to perform those work duties and, you know, can actually, you know, be great employees that you can bring on staff.
If people want to find out more of some of the things we've talked about, maybe take a look at this survey and get an idea of the what the issues were out there. Where's a good place to get some details on this?
Sure. So they can come to phoenix.edu, click on our news tab at the top of the page, and not only will they see a press release about the survey, but they'll also see an announcement for a webinar that we're doing tomorrow for Global Accessibility Awareness Day, and there'll be registration information there as well.
Sounds good. Thank you very much, Kelly. Appreciate your time this morning.
Sure. Thanks for having me.
Thanks. Kelly Herman is Vice President of Accessibility, Equity, and Inclusion for the University of Phoenix.